I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Lawmakers have reached the point in their annual 120-day session where they take up the budget. It grew by roughly 4% compared to last year. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it still doesn't keep up with state expenses.
The Joint Budget Committee crafts the budget, which is known as the Long Bill. It funds all of state spending. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon is the vice chair of the committee. She says this year was especially difficult because the committee bumped up against the spending limit allowed under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. It restricts spending to inflation plus population growth. And then
we started looking at the critical needs that were emerging into this budget. The amount of money far exceeded the amount of revenue that we had available. So that was our biggest problem from the beginning.
The state constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget. To make things work, they're proposing to cut money for hospitals and reduce funding for transportation projects. They're hopeful separate bills could restore that money. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A sixth person was arrested yesterday in connection to the deaths of two Colorado Springs teenagers. The Gazette reports the sheriff's office is still looking for two more suspects in the double homicide. The bodies of 15-year-old Derek Greer and 16-year-old Natalie Partida were found 2 weeks ago near the Pikes Peak International Raceway. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.